Good morning, everyone. Continuing Hilchos Nida, doing Chazora of Rabbi Simon's packet 4 in the supplement in the Ksamim. So there's Machlekes Rishonim on the reason for Ksamim. There's a Rashi here, and I'll send it to you in Chulin. Chulin Nun Hey. So the Rashi Nun Hey says, the heroic kesem sheldam begid kibris tamea dimisaf kinan la bedam nidam. And so you see a kesem of dam on the begid kigris, it's tamea because we're musupik that it's dam nidam. Avol, that's the basic idea. In the Raisa, the Rashi over here says a little bit different according to Tosfos and Nun Ches Amed Aleph. The Tosfos did a mask on Moed Shmuel. Talina Dilma Argashav Alava Daite. So Rashi is saying that the Suffolk were concerned. There's a Hagashi here, and therefore there's a real Nida, and that's why we're going there. Maybe she had a Hagashi and a lot of Daitim, but she didn't realize it. So maybe we have a Nida Deraisa. Sounds a little different than the other one. Rashi said in Kolin, the Masafkin and Lavadam Nida, but okay, and the Tosas doesn't like that because even if she's Muksak, Shalom Hirgasha, we're still going there on her. They ain't near the field of Bulzak Lash at Lohir Gishar Tamea. Hoyul Verasa Damidas. And they explain Tosos as Tosos like a Gezerah of Regozer on her when she didn't have Hargasha. She absolutely didn't have Hargasha. Kedei Shalo Yavel the Tahir Afilu Kishir Rasa Hargasha. So we're Matama her when she didn't have Hargasha, Atu when she did have Hargasha to make sure that she's not going to tie herself. Okay, and the Rambam says at the beginning of Perek Tes, the Tuma Sozu of the right. Rambam says with Dibur Soifim Shekol Shiroi Kesem Dam, and he says Tuma Sozu B'Safek Shema Kesem Ze Midam Hachender Ba. Maybe it's Dam Nidos. He's not getting into the Hargasha issue. Maybe it's just Dam Nidos. And so let us go back to the Shulchan Aruch Kuf Tzadi Halacha Ches. Let's go back to Halacha Ches. So the Shulchan Aruch there is speaking about tipin. Im bekesem b'makom echad. Im ein bekesem b'makom echad kibris va'od. Af al pishi yesh ba tipin harbe smuchim zeh lezeh adshi she'im nitzdarfam yesh behem yoser mikigris tahor. So there's a whole bunch of dots. If you would add all the dots up, you'd get a shir kibris va'od. But we're not going to do that. She'anu toilin kol tipa v'tipa b'kina. Each drop that is less than a shear of kigris ha'od has an excuse. Right? Each drop has an excuse. Right? It's not from her. That's what we say. V'ad she'ehe b'o kigris ha'od b'makam echad. You have to have a shear b'makam echad. V'yesh oimun. The hani mili kishin nimtzu al chalukah, aval im nimtzu al b'basara mitzdar from the kigris v'od. So this yesh omrim, I don't think I'm not sure why the mechaber uses yesh omrim here because this is really the ratio here. The ratio and sefer really one shita, and I don't think there's anyone who's arguing on bege, right? Because we'll see that the Gemara says there seems to be that everyone agrees by kesem habeged. Tipin and Starfin. So I don't know why the Mechaber uses Yesh Omrim here. It seems that everyone is kind of in agreement that the Yesh Omrim really is on the issue of Basar. In other words, do we say that the Tipin on the Basar are Mitzdarf? So this Yesh Omrim is also in the Torah. And this that the Kesem is not the sum of a bunch of dots. We don't add the dots up and we do not say that. We do excuse each dot. We say each dot has an excuse that it's not from her. This shita that the kesem is not the sum of a bunch of dots, but itself must be connected. All the dots must be connected. It's from the Braisa in Nun Tes Amud Aleph, and the Magid kind of puts it together. This that we say Tipin Tipin Shein Mitzdarfin. That's from Nun Tes Amud Aleph. Kesem Aruch. Right, it says over there in the Braisa, Kesem Aruch Mitzdarf, Tipin Tipin, Ein Mitzdarf, Mitzdarf. Uladas Rabbeinu, Uladas Rabbeinu, Hechrachi She'ino Ela B'Begadim. According to Rambam, it must be that Gemara is by Begadim, because the Rambam holds that by Basar, Kol Shiru is Asar Aval B'Besara, Afilu B'Pachois, Aval B'Besara, Afilu B'Pachois, Mikashir Tameo. That's the Rambam. Vaharamban, Vaharajbozal, Kasu Shein Din, Habraisa Eleba Begadeho. They also agree that Tipin Tipin Ein Mitzdarfin is going on Begadim. Abbasar, Tipin Tipin, Tipin Tipin Mitzdarfin, the Kashir. Ukefi Daitam Zal Shafabasar Tsarakshir. Okay. So we have two opposing camps here. We have the Rambam and the Rajma and the Ramban, right? Arguing on the Rambam. So these two camps agree that discrete dots don't add to make a kesem habeged, right? Discrete dots don't add to make a kesem habeged, and the reason is cited by the Torah and Shulchan Aruch. Sh'anu toilim kol tipa v'tipa b'kim. Each tipa has an excuse. We give each tipa an excuse. The tipa, the little dots on the beged, will excuse them to say that they're from the kina. And the Beis Yosef cites another reason why the tipa of the beged are not mitzdarif. And the Beis Yosef cites the Ramban. She beged also lehisapech eilich eilich. I'm reading quoting Beis Yosef. She beged also lehisapech eilich eilich. It moves around. Afshar she tafteif adam b'mekom is harbe. It moves all over the place. Mimena, kefi ma shehu misnanea, as much as she moves, mishapich, ma she'en kein b'besara, which is not the case of the basar. The basar doesn't have the beged to move all over the place. So we have two reasons why kesem habeged, the tipin are not going to add up. Why we're the Torah and Shulchan Aruch are saying we excuse it, saying each tipa is a toil and a kina, and the Ramban says it's just the beged is going to make multiple imprints of one, and it's going to create a whole bunch of dots because it's retouching different parts of the beged and retouching a single source. So we'll toilet each dot on a single source then. Okay, so now let's go to the Shach Yod Gimel. Right, the Shach and Kuf Tzadi Yod Gimel. So Hani Mili. So the Shach says on this halacha, Kosa Beter Zahav, Zel Shoyna, Filu the Svar Rishoyna, Dile Eil. This that we're saying, is the difference between Kesem. Habeged, the tipin tipin on the beged, and the tipin tipin on the basar. That's hanimili when it's right. This that the tipin are not mitzdarif. That's on a beged, right? And that we say, and included in that is kesem habasar. The tipin tipin are mitzdarif. This that we see tipin tipin armit starif as even according to the svar rishoyna, is that pashut could easily be rajbo matur beis yosef ayin sham nearly the daf the svar rishoyna aval another daf the svar rishoyna that the tipin tipin armit starif on the bar on the basar aval svar achroyna belit zirav tamei bechol shachu could easily be beis yosef. That's the Rambam. So what is the svar rishoyna? Right, what is the Svar Rishoyna, and what is the Afilu here? So when the Shach says Afilu the Svar Rishoyna, Dile'el, and Sef Vav, so he's referring to the Rajba and the Stam Tur. He's referring to the Rajba and the Stam Tur. and the Svar Achron, of course, is the Rambam. And the, what's the Afilu? The Afilu is the Svar, the Afilu that the Svar Rishayna is, that even according to the Rajbo in the Stam Tor, that Kesem Habasa requires a Shir. In other words, the Rajbo and the Stam Tor are Makel, that they require another requirement. They require another requirement to attain the status of Kesem. Tumah D'Rabbanan, they're just making it that much harder, that you also have to have a shir. The Kesem Habasar must have a shir and is not triggered by Amir Kol Shehu. So they're making it harder. They're being makel. It's harder to attain. So even the Rajma and the Stam Tor are makel to require a shir. So even though they're makel to require a shir on the Basar, they're machmir that the Kesem Habasar, by the Kesem Habasar, the dots do indeed add up. That when the dots are small, when you have small discrete dots, each less than the required shear for a Kesem, each less than congruous ode, those dots add up. Those dots do add up. So in other words, we don't say that each dot, you know, we don't say each dot has an excuse. No, each dot on the body is assumed to be from her. And so the filu is that even though they're makel to require a shear, they're machmir that each dot on the Kesem Habasar adds up. So they're makel on Kesem Habasar to require a shear, but they're machmir that the dots add up. They're machmir not to excuse the dots. They're machmir to say that each dot comes from her. So that's, I think that's what the Shach is saying, that they're makel mitzad echad, but even though they're makel by Kesem Habasar to require a shear, they're machmir to say that those dots are from her and they all add up to. So regarding Kesem HaBeged, the Torah in Shulchan Aruch said that each drop that is less than congruous for Ode has an excuse and it's not from her. She'ana tolum kol tipu tipu. Right? Because the drops do not join to create a shear, then she is Kesemless. Right, she's kesemless by the tipin on the beged, and she's not asad by them. So the Shach is making us aware that even though the Rajma and the Stam Tor make their prakirs old, they're machmer that each drop has no excuse, and it all adds up. So how should we paskin regarding kesem abasar? Are we makel to require a kegrisva ode? Or is a kol shehu enough, like the Rambam? So how should we paskin? So the Shach we mentioned before says that l'shini istayti ein l'hakel, and that we should go like the Rambam. The Kesem Habasar does not need a shear, and he has all these rishonim on his side. The Shach has all these rishonim on his side that we mentioned previously, and he has a right from the Gemara, which I don't understand exactly. The Gemara has to be going like the Rambam because the Gemara says the Gemara has a lashon over there by Aruch Mitztaref. Aruch Mitztaref. Anyways, I didn't understand it so well, but he says according to the Shach, he has Tosos, he has the Rosh, and he has the Hagaz Maimonides. Rishayim Rebbeinu Simcha, and we looked at all those Rishonim. It seems fair enough to say that way. But so let's pass like the Shach, the Chumrah, like the Rambam. Kesem Basar is Tamei B'Kol Shehu. You don't need a shear. But the Torah Shlamim is very adamant against the Shach. He wants to go to Kula, like the Rajba and the Ramban, that Kesem Basar indeed needs a shear. And I'll read you the Torah Shlamim. I'll send it to you as well. Torah Shlomim at the end. The Torah Shlomim at the end says, "Bein bekesem hanimsa al basara." The Ramaskal, "Bein bekesem nimsa al basara." Midehavi abeis yosef das zeh bestam. Mashu shekain ikar. Gedarko. Beshulchan Aruch. Chim Bevorim Betvarav Besef Ches But to me, Ali, Tuva, I'm skipping him here, he's to me, Ali, on the Shach, Gam HaShakas of HaShach, Shekain, Mashmois, HaToysois, VaHabrosh, Hinei Be'emes, Mashmois, HaToysois, VaHabrosh, the Hepech, he holds it's the opposite. And V'chein Nir Ali Eker, that you need a shear. Why? Because the Tor Paskins that you need a shear for Kesem Abasar, that's the Stam Tor. The Stam Tor is in need a shear for Kesem Abasar, like the Rajma and the Ramban, and he just says it's Stam. V'chein Nir Ali the Iker, Kedei L'Hashva is Das HaTor, Im Devarav, Shen Nimshach Acherav, V'chol Mokom V'ein L'Zaz Mipsak Abach. So he wants, since the Tor brought this Shita Bistam, so he's assuming that he's going to go like his father, right? He wants the Rush. He's saying that the Rush holds. You do need a shear, and that would be the, and therefore when the Tor cites this Bistam, he's going like his father. And therefore we have the Rajbo, we have the Ramban, we have the Rosh against the Ramban, right? We don't have the Rif. So he wants to paskin, the Torah Sashlami wants to paskin like the Tor, because he's assuming the Tor is going like his father. And he's throwing in this expression, which I thought was very important, Ki b'ksamim shoymim lahakel. Right, so the Torah Shlomo wants to pass like the Shulchan Aruch and the Rajma, and don't be bothered by the Rosh disagrees, since the Torah is a stam like the Rajma. It's likely the Torah's opinion reflects his father the Rosh, because the Torah is always in agreement with his father the Rosh. I think that's what the Torah Shlomo means. Additionally, by Ksamim, the rule is to always go the lenient way, right? Ki b'Ksamim shoymim l'hakel. This expression is used by the Rosh in the next sugya by Beged Sivoinim. So the Torah quotes his father in our next sugya, Sivoinim. So this is the Torah. Because of Mekesem hanimsa al Beged Sivua pligi ba tanakama. Pligiba. Tanakama Matamir Virabio Rionasan Matahir. So we have a Malkokos over there. And the Rabbi Yonasan is Matahir. So who do we paskin like? Pasaka Rambam Katanakama Rambam K Rabbi Yonasan. So who do we go like? Because of Aviadoni and Rosh Zam, Biksamim Shonim Mahakya. We take the easy way out. I think that's what it means. We don't have the rift to help us decide between the Rambam and the Ramban. So the Rosh employs this principle in Psak, Biksamim Shoimim Lahakil. So we if we have an easy way out, we take it. Right? We have a Maklakus Tanayim, we take the easy way out. Biksamim Shoimim Lahakil. It sounds a little bit like Halacha Kedivri Meikol Be'erevin, or Halacha Kedivri Meikol Be'Avelus, that when we have a way out, we have a legitimate Maklakus Tanayim. I'm not sure how far it goes. The Torah of Shlomi wants to take it a little bit further. He wants to be shown in the that to be Machriya Machlekes Rishonim, that isn't reflected in a Machlekes Tanoim. Here we have a lot like Svoim, we have a Machlekes Rishonim, but it's reflected in as a Machlekes Tanoim also. So the Torah of Shlomi wants to use it to be Machriya the Machlekes. Does Kesem Abasar need a shear? He wants to say no. Kesem Abasar doesn't need a shear. We have the Rajba, the Stam Tor. It's kind of like the Rosh, and against the Rambam. And so Kibbutz Samim Shani L'Hakel. That kind of brings us into the next sugya. So Mr. Shem will continue with Ksamim, and we'll talk about the Gezeras, the Kulas, the other Kulas, exemptions, sorry, of Ksamim, Beged Tzivoinim. And Mr. Shem will pick up on Wednesday. Any questions? Yeah, okay, good. So Amir Tashem, we'll pick up on Wednesday and we'll hopefully get into Sivoinim. Okay, Shkoyach, have a great day. Thank you for joining.